My Summer of Accomplishments by Beryl Brown. Editor's note, Redwood Empire chapter member Beryl Brown writes about fellow chapter member Sharon Brown. My Summer of Accomplishments. Those are the words of Sharon Brown describing this past summer. It took 70 years for that summer to arrive, but it has come into full bloom. When Sharon first came to the Earl Baum Center of the Blind 10 years ago, she needed help navigating the campus, finding the classrooms, the visitor center, the restrooms, and the office. Sharon's pace was dictated by the white support cane that had accompanied her for most of her life. Sharon was born blind, and her formative years were spent in school for the deaf and blind in Utah. Because of her vision disability, they decided that she was too slow to learn, considered her retarded, and spent little time teaching her. Most of her life, Sharon has suffered from the low expectations of her family, teachers, and housemates. However, at the Earl Baum Center, things began to change. Page 36. Although Sharon attended classes, activity groups, and social events, my suggestion that she volunteer to help in the visitor center started the blooming process. Despite a bit of self-doubt initially, the encouragement of other staff and volunteers gave Sharon the necessary confidence to take on this new responsibility. She volunteers 2 to 3 days each week at the EBC, making phone calls, answering the phone, and assisting visitors at the visitor center. She is an active member of the Redwood Empire chapter of the CCB and is serving on the legislative committee and gives reports at the meetings. This spring, she attended Capitol Day in Sacramento and is ready to do it again. Her favorite activity is going to Enchanted Hills Camp, but this year the camp filled up fast and she was unable to attend. Another big change came when I asked Sharon why she had been using a support cane for so many years, as she seemed to be able to walk just fine. She replied, "That's what they gave me." After talking with CEO Alan Brenner, I asked if we could get her some mobility training. It was quickly arranged. She began the summer attending our Matter of Balance class and shortly afterward began mobility training. Now equipped with and trained in the use of a long white cane, Sharon's walking pace is as dramatically increased as her new phone and organizational skills. It's not just her skill levels that have changed. Sharon is a new person. She has absolutely blossomed. I don't think I've ever seen anybody get so excited about a class. She is all giggles and smiles and proud of how much she can now do. After her third class, she announced that she could now probably help with the tours of the EBC. She is able to go all over the campus independently, including our new walking trail. At home, she is now able to go from her house to the gate to pick up paratransit. Soon, she will learn how to get to the dental clinic at the junior college. Page 37. After her mobility class recently, Sharon came into the volunteer office and announced that she really felt good, and she considered this her summer of accomplishments. And just a few weeks ago in November, she traveled to her polling place and cast her own ballot using the new accessible machine. Just try to stop her now.